Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I am so glad that you tuned into the program. I want to talk about renewal. And I go like this because I want you to be renewed in your mind. I want you to be transformed. I want you to be healed, especially the way you think about yourself and the way you think about life. And I'll explain that as we go on here. I wanted to share a scripture. This comes from Romans chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, by the mercies of God, to present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. I love that. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And I want you to know that whatever thoughts you may be having, and psychologists call this self-talk, every day from the moment we get out of bed till we go to bed, and even at night we have dreams, we have something called self-talk. We talk to ourselves day in and day out all the time. The most important person that you listen to is yourself. And what are you saying to yourself? Well, I've found out through being human, by talking to other people, by my own experience, that a lot of the talk that we have is negative self-talk. Things like, I'm not good enough, or I can't do it, or I'll never amount to anything, or I'm not that good looking, or all those type thoughts, they bombard us constantly day in and day out. But I love what the scriptures say. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That's one of the blessings that Jesus brings to us. He brings a whole new life with God spiritually, but he also brings renewal in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. Your soul would be your mind, your will, your emotions. And so in your mind, you can be renewed. You can be transformed. So I'll talk about that in just a minute, but I wanted to share with you a story that came from Norman Vincent Peale. Of course, Norman Vincent Peale, great preacher, and wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. One time he was in the Orient, and as he was walking down one of the streets there, he looked into a tattoo shop. And as he looked in the tattoo shop, he saw all kinds of different tattoos. There was an anchor, there was a rose, there was a flag. Then he could hardly believe his eyes. He saw a tattoo that said, Born to Lose. He walked into the tattoo shop and he went up to the Oriental owner and he points to the tattoo that said, Born to Lose. And he goes, do people actually put that on their body? And the tattoo owner said this, he goes, before tattoo here. And that's so true. Many people imagine that they're born to lose. But the truth is, and that's the name of this series, you're not born to lose. God didn't create you to be defeated. He didn't create you to be put down. You were born to win. You were born for victory. You were born to be more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. And the way that this happens is by the grace of God, the abundant grace of God, and by the renewal of your mind. The transformation of your mind. You know what a transformer is in electricity? It's this device, you know, when you have electricity, it comes in high voltage. And when you're using a hairdryer or maybe a computer, you don't need high voltage, you need low voltage. So a transformer takes the high voltage and transforms it into low voltage so it can be used. And also it takes the low voltage and transforms it into high voltage. And that's where I want to talk. Sometimes we have low voltage. I'm not good enough. I can't do it. I'm afraid. It's not going to happen. Those are the low thoughts, the negative thoughts. Jesus comes as a transformer to take those, that voltage, if you will, that low voltage, and he transforms it into something high, into something good, into something new. Be transformed in your mind. And that newness is positive thoughts, thinking well about yourself, knowing that you can succeed, that you weren't born to lose, you were born to win. And that's exactly what he wants to bring about in our life. If you've ever read the book, The Power of Positive Thinking, I love that book, and it talks about what it is to be human. Norman Vincent Peale puts his pulse on something that I have found out in my own life, and I've seen it in the lives of other people. He says that most people struggle with inferior thinking, with a low self-image, with self-deprecating thoughts. So whether you're a parent or an athlete or whatever your job is or a priest, you don't think you're good enough. You struggle with self-image. You don't think that you're doing it as good as you should, or other people are better and better looking and more successful, and I'm not a good parent and all that kind of a thing. Some of that may be a little bit true and you can progress higher, but the bottom line is, if you are against yourself, then how are you ever going to succeed? How are you ever going to be successful? I know that from my own life. I remember back in high school, you know, I grew up in a good neighborhood. I had good parents. I had a good family, you know, white middle class neighborhood growing up in Massachusetts. I had good education. I had a lot going for me, very athletic. Yet I remember there was a girl in high school. She was the apple of my eye at the time. I wouldn't ask her out. I was afraid that I wasn't good enough for her and she was going to reject me. And then if she rejected me, how would I ever handle that? And it wasn't only with girls. I remember suffering panic attacks in high school because I felt like everybody was looking at me and I wasn't good enough and I couldn't measure up. And I just felt less than everybody else. But really, I wasn't. It's just the way I felt and the way I thought. Proverbs 23:7, as you think, so you are. So even if you are good looking and you are talented and you have all these gifts, if you don't think so, then you're not going to be that way. As you think, therefore you are. That's why we need to be transformed. That's what I love about Jesus. He brings healing and transformation. Are you anxious? Are you fearful? Are you nervous? You feel ashamed of your life? You feel less than? You have a low self-image? Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. I talk about transformation, really what it is, it's regeneration. It's an inner healing that Jesus does in our minds. He wants to work in us. Think about a starfish for a moment. Starfish has all those arms, five arms. And actually, if one of those arms gets harmed or cut off, God has built into the starfish the ability to regenerate the arm. One of the truths that Jesus brings to us in Christianity is something called regeneration. Now, regeneration is something spiritually that we become in communion with God, that's restored. We have a oneness with God, that's regeneration. But it also has to do with our mind, our will, and our emotions. Some of you may have been damaged by abuse. You've been hurt as you go on. And abuse can really make you think less than yourself. You have a low self-image, low self-esteem, you reject yourself, it's very hard. People that have been abused. But Jesus brings a regeneration. Just like the arm in the starfish grows back, your mind can be regenerated. We were born with innocence. And what happens is the world brings us guilt and shame and harm and all these different things. And our minds get distorted. But Jesus, who has the power, the grace, and the healing, and I pray that that'll happen to you right now in this program, you can experience regeneration, things can grow, you can become, and you can be transformed. And I think about the transformation that God has brought in my life and in my mind. I also wanted to share about a book I read. It's called The Magic of Thinking Big. You want to read a good book? I think it's a classic. The Magic of Thinking Big. And the author says that most people sell themselves short when it comes to business and trying to succeed in the world. And he said that the greatest human weakness in his mind, kind of like Norman Vincent Peale, is self-deprecation. In general, you know, we have a low self-image. And he said that most jobs receive applications for lower-paying jobs or middle-paying jobs. And the higher paying jobs don't get a lot of applications because people don't think they're qualified enough. They sell themselves short. So they only apply for the lower or middle paying jobs, when he says that really the higher paying jobs are more available because less people are applying for them. Maybe that's a word for somebody watching the program here today. Maybe you need to apply for the higher job because you don't think you're good enough. The bottom line is God has put giftedness into all of us. But what you have to do is see yourself as you really are. Quit beating yourself up. Quit thinking that you're less than. Remember way back in Genesis. It's a story we all know so well. Adam and Eve eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And, you know, they were innocent. Their minds were working beautifully like we're supposed to. Remember what happened, the effect of original sin. They were naked and they felt ashamed. Oh, shame. I don't know if you've ever read that book by John Bradshaw, Healing the Shame That Binds You. There's another good book, naming all these books here, but shame is when you feel less than, you don't feel good enough, you feel inadequate because of what you're done. But what happens is some people develop what's called a shame-based nature. And instead of being ashamed of their actions, they feel ashamed of themselves. They're embarrassed about themselves, about their body image, about who they are. And that's a horrible place to be. But I want to tell you once again that Jesus brings transformation. He brings regeneration. And he brings healing for shame-based natures, for guilt, for fear, for anxiety, for all these maladies. By the way, you know, I've studied psychology in college, and there's various philosophies about where all this comes from. I'm positing to you that it comes from a spiritual malady, our mind that has fallen, original sin, the effects of original sin. And we are all infected by original sin. We have to understand that. What about all the wars, the murders, the drugs, sex trafficking, the addictions and everything? Where does all that come from? We are all infected by original sin. Please, it's a spiritual condition. But there are other philosophies. I study psychology, as I said, and psychology and religion go together. They're not opposed to each other, just like science and religion. They're not opposed to each other. They go together. So psychology will say, you know, the maladies that we have, low self-image, neuroses, they're called. Carl Jung, great psychologist, he talked about the unconscious. He felt like the maladies developed in our unconscious, and we're kind of in our waking state. We're living out these neuroses such as fears and anxieties and self-hate and all these different things. Freud, you've all heard of Sigmund Freud. He talked about ego defense mechanisms, and that's how they develop. Behavioralist psychologists will talk about going back to the roots of traumas that have happened. And if you go back to the roots and you talk it out, maybe you can get better. And, you know, psychology can only go so far, and it does help people. But as I said, we all have a spiritual condition called original sin. And just because we have original sin and we're all infected doesn't mean we should give up. No, as I said, we are born to win. God is our helper. I used to work in an amusement park years ago as a young man, as a teenager. And the particular game show, not a game show, but the game stand that I worked in, it was called Guess Your Age and Weight. That's right, when I was a teenager, I used to be one of those guys, I'd stand there with a microphone, you know, if you win, you win a glass. And I would guess your age and weight. And I had to guess your weight within 3 pounds. There was a big scale there. And I had to guess your age within 2 years. And if I missed you, you win the glass. So I can remember, you know, I'd get this big crowd. I think God was training me for preaching way back then. I get this big crowd that gathered before me and everything. And I'd be saying, come on, I can guess your age and I can guess your weight. And this one woman came up and she looked to me like, I don't know, she was big. I guessed her like 320 pounds. And she got on the scale, she was 250. And she was so upset because I guessed her so high. And I can understand, because I've come to understand people are touchy about their weight, because body image leads to self-image, leads to self-acceptance or self-rejection. If you don't like your body, you're going to reject yourself. And if somebody tells you you look heavier than you are, you're on the hit list. Well, I realize that people are touchy about their weight, but they're even more touchy about their age. I remember I guessed a woman, she came up, I had this big crowd and everything, and I guessed her, I was really going to try to get her, and I was going to get her good, and I said, you're 53 years old. And she said she was 45. And I said, well, here's the glass. She almost took that glass and hit me with it. And the reason is because, as I said, body image leads to self-image, leads to self-acceptance and self-rejection. So I want to tell you that even if you are overweight, and even if you look older than you should be, you can still love yourself apart from the way you look. That's something that Jesus brings to us, a whole new and healthy self-image. And you have to understand that he comes to bring us blessing. He comes to bring us transformation. So I know very well what it is to feel a low self-image, to feel less than, to feel inadequate. As I said, afraid to ask girls out, afraid of rejection. When I was in high school, had panic attacks in front of everybody, developed this phobia, these fears. I remember I loved baseball. This is back when I'm 12 years old. I was an athlete. Loved baseball, loved golf, loved soccer, loved football, basketball, all the sports. So I was pretty fleet of foot, and played center field. Every year we have the All-Star game. My team picked me and a teammate, for the All-Star game. And now here it is, the All-Star game. And I've been to those All-Star games in the past. And all your friends and family, you know, they pack the stands, state-of-the-art stadium we had there, and everybody and anybody was going to be there. So the day of the game came, and everything was there except for the center fielder. See, I was missing. I didn't go to the game. And the reason why I didn't go to the game is because I had this movie playing in my head. By the way, thoughts aren't just thoughts, they're imaginations. And I had this movie playing in my head about the game. And what I kept seeing over and over again was this: it's the bottom of the ninth inning, there's two out, we're ahead by one run, and I'm out in center field, and I'm going, please don't let them hit it to me. See, I was afraid it was going to come to me, and this is what I saw. Here's the pitch. Here's the bat. Now here comes the ball. There's a big hush in the crowd. If I catch it, we win. If I miss it, we lose. And I'd be there in front of everybody. So here's the pitch. Fly ball coming to center field, and I'm getting under it, and the ball comes, and I drop it. And I saw that over and over and over again in my mind. And I didn't go to the game, and I was so ashamed. And I'll tell you what, that did not help my confidence in all walks of life, because what I did, because I was afraid. Things have changed for me. I'm not the same person I used to be. I gave my life to Christ when I was 18 years old. And he took the inadequacy, the low self-esteem, feelings of self-deprecation, fears, anxieties, stress. Didn't take them totally away, but they're very manageable now. I realized that I had a spiritual condition called the effects of original sin. And we all have it. We're all infected with it. The love of God has touched my life. And I've come to realize that I don't have to be the best looking. I don't have to have the best girlfriend. I don't have to have the finest education. I don't have to have the right car to drive or live in the right neighborhood in order to appreciate myself and love myself. It all has to do with God's love for us personally. God's love has brought this transformation in the way I think. Instead of thinking I can't do it, I know that God is with me, and at least I'm going to try. Instead of thinking I'm a failure and everybody else is better than me, I quit comparing myself to everybody else and I just try to be the best person I can be. Instead of thinking that I'm no good, I know that I am God's beloved and so are you. So we live in a world of competition and success and failure and, you know, money and all those type things. And while that's all there, we can rise above. We were not born to lose. We were born to win. Tattoo that on your arm. Most of all, tattoo that right here, right in your heart. Wow. Born to win. Jesus brings transformation. The truth is, and the scriptures teach us all over the place, that we are born to win, that we are loved, that we are more than conquerors. We don't have to give in to defeatist thinking. We can be confident and passionate and try new things and overcome the maladies that have come through original sin. And again, when I talk about transformation, I'm not saying that I've arrived. I'm still afraid at times. I'm still nervous. It's still hard. Sometimes I reject myself because I'm not totally perfect. But basically, deep down, I'm human and I know it, and that's okay. In fact, people tell me, Father Cedric, the reason why we like your program is because you share your humanness with us. And that's because I'm just like you. You know, except for this habit that I'm wearing here, I'm just like you. I'm human just like you. We all go through these things. So why hide it? Let's share it. And as I say in the 12-step program, you're only as sick as your secrets. So, you know, I don't mind sharing my fears and my inadequacies because I'm able to share it because I've been transformed and I've experienced regeneration and healing. And I'm so much different than I was when I was 12 years old. There are two people in life that are absolutely correct: those who say they can and those who say they can't. And which one are you? So I want you to think well. I want you to be positive. I think about, you know, I'm a real football fan and come originally from Massachusetts. So back when I was a teenager, the New England Patriots, they hardly ever made the playoffs. Now they've won all these Super Bowls. And one of the reasons is, of course, they're coached well and they have a good team. One of the reasons is their quarterback, Tom Brady. Well, I have watched Tom Brady, and I've watched him year after year after year. When it's snowing in New England during a game, you see the players are all huddled around the heater, and their heads are hanging because it's snowing, and it's hard, and it's difficult situations. He gets fired up. Instead of thinking this is going to be terrible and I'm not going to do well, I've seen him under adverse situations rise above, and it's all because of his thoughts. When in his last minute drill, when they're behind by a touchdown, they've only got 45 seconds to bring it down the field, I'd be thinking, oh no, I don't want to throw an interception. We're going to lose the game. He doesn't think like that. He thinks success. He thinks, I'm going to be the one that throws the touchdown now. And he does it. And that's the thing about positive thinking. You, as a person thinks, so they are. So let me wrap this up. Wanted to tell you that we all have the effects of original sin. All of us have these self-deprecating, low self-esteem, I'm not good enough thoughts. And because of it, this is the root of addictions, by the way, and this is the root of failure in life. Because of it, we sell ourselves short. But Jesus comes to transform our mind. Instead of I can't do it, he brings things like I am well able, I can succeed, I will do it, God is with me, I can do whatever it is I need to do. And that's called cognitive replacement therapy. You take the negative thoughts and you replace it with the good thoughts that come from the scriptures, that come from the Holy Spirit. And I love what it says in 1 Corinthians 2:16. This is one of the foundational verses of my life. 1 Corinthians 2:16. We have the mind of Christ. Did you hear that? You and I have the mind of Christ. You may not know that because you're so used to the original sin mind of self-deprecation and failure, but you also have a mind. You were born to win. You were born to succeed. You have the mind of the Son of God in you. You just need to know it. So you don't have to be defeated. You are more than conquerors in Him who loves you. So I'm praying that through this program, you will experience transformation, regeneration, and healing. And may God's love touch you now so that you won't just live, you'll live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Just live. Live with passion.